On Epiphany 2018, I learned to ice climb. That's right, I attached sharp points to my limbs to climb up a frozen waterfall.
I mean, it's insane. Who would do this? Frozen waterfalls? And look at that. You can halfway up and fall off and break your pinky.
My friend Richard is a real ice climber. He was with me and a couple hundred others from all over the country participating in the Sandstone Ice Festival put on by the Minnesota Climbing Association. This seemed the logical place to get good, safe instruction, but their packing list was kind of daunting. Mountaineering boots, crampons, ice tools, helmet, harness, belay device, prepare for bitter cold and dress in layers, but take note, you'll get really hot ice climbing. And walking in those crampons takes a lot of practice.
Allison, I'm a classical music host at Minnesota Public Radio, and so I want to be badass today.
Yes. 13 helmeted students and 3 instructors stomped like toddlers mid-tantrum, leaving our tiny pointed footprints on 2 steep wooden ladders, our curved, sharpened axes hanging at our sides.
Use that. Slide your hand up it. Each kind of like a step. There you go.
It's really nice to find a little divot to swing into, and actually go and feel it first. It's going to help your hand-eye coordination if you tell your body, this is where I want to go, and then you're going to swing in to there. So our ice is pretty brittle, but when it breaks like that, swing again in the same spot, because now you've cleaned away the fractured stuff, and you're going to get a better stick in there.
Kendra Stritch won a gold medal at the World Cup for Ice Climbers. She's my hero. She tells us the axe is the center of the triangle that you've made with your body. Bending slightly away from the ice, you find placements for your feet and dig in one after another in one line, sometimes balancing on a single point. And then you hold by doing something totally counterintuitive. You drop your heels. Then you add this technique. It's my favorite and most memorable instruction. Push the bush and stand up.
Oh, God. Hi.
Hey.
But okay, so it's just tight enough so that if you turn upside down, you're not going to fall out. So
right.
It's not a problem.
Okay, a little nervous.
All right. Have fun.
Climbing.
Awesome. Climb on.
Robinson Park is an old quarry on the Kettle River. It's used all year long for what's called sport climbing. Bolts have been affixed to the cliff to hold a rope and offer a modicum of safety. The ice is farmed from piped-in water showered down the walls. With the temperatures we've had early this season, beautiful pillars begin to appear in this popular climbing playground.
Always be aware of your surroundings. Just be alert at all times, looking up, watching the ice, being aware of that.
As the day wore on, I started to get the hang of this ice climbing thing. I joined a wall of climbers working different lines, sharing in the belaying duties. And it occurred to me we kind of looked like a crew of hard-working elves slowly clearing the wall of its ice, but in the most inefficient way. Not every moment was a delight. The ice tool is right at eye level, and many climbers ended up bloodied by the tool. One guy even knocked out a few teeth. And ice falls fast and hard from 50 feet in the air. If your New Year's resolution is to be more mindful, this sport, like no other, takes all your attention.
Just flying up.
As darkness approached, I'd shoved myself up 6 climbs, a nice accomplishment. I made some new friends, I embraced winter, and I pushed myself out of my comfort zone. Was I badass? Maybe. At the very least, I can say this. I improved this past Saturday, and I advanced from intro-level ice climbing to beginner.